Talia has a tshuva in which he deals with an old question, a question that goes back to the days of the Gaonim, as to whether or not it's mutter to fast on Rosh Hashanah. And he very definitively shows that it's certainly awesome. He brings rayas that there's a mitzvah simcha on Rosh Hashanah, so that's one basis. Then he speaks of the fact that Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh. There's an Isra Tainus in Rosh Chodesh. I think it's the Gaon in Shulchan Aruch who quotes the Taras Kohen and the Darshan that Mikra Kodesh Katshehu Biksus Nikiya Ubimachul Vimishah. So the reasons to asur fasting on Rosh Hashanah are very compelling. So how was there a view in the Gaonim? And again, and it was a view that for all the pushback to it, it remains. Ad kedei kach that it says in Shulchan Aruch that if a person once in his lifetime will fast the Tainus Chalom on Rosh Hashanah, so then he needs to continue fasting, because some say it's a mitzvah to fast on Rosh Hashanah. So again, it's not the accepted view of halacha, but it was never nidcheis mikol v'kol either. Okay, but that's... So how does one understand? Again, the case against it seems very compelling. Is very compelling. L'chorah. And the emes is, when you look, when the Rishonim, or even the Gaonim themselves, who pushed back against that custom, that practice of fasting in Rosh Hashanah, they don't say it the way the Shagasari said it. The Rosh quotes are truest with Haigon. V'nira divir Rav Hai, shekosav ulehisanos b'shnei yomim tovim shel Rosh Hashanah, anu roin sheyofahu shalom lehisanos. Yafu shalom l'sanas. That's not the formulation that one uses when something's awesome. You don't say that it's chveis. If he'd be talking about any other yomtiv, he wouldn't say yafu shalom l'sanas. He'd say also l'sanas. Chveis says yafu shalom l'sanas. And then the rayas that they bring. V'chein das aritz gius because of the ourselves you made tshuva mikre yom tzom lo mikre. Not the compelling rayas. Simcha Rosh Chodesh mikre kodesh. The Rav Yoh famously brings the Yerushalmi. Omer Rabbi Simon k'siv kimi goy godol Rabbi Chanani Rabbi Shua. Chad Omer, Ezo Uma Kuuma Zoshi Yodas, Ofio Shal Elokeha. Benoak Shaba Olam Odom Shiesh Lodin Lovesh Shchorim, Miskasa Shchorim, Umagadal Zakono, Veno Chotech Tziponov. If a person is in the docket and there's a capital charge against him, so the person is mourning just the vulnerability.
We put on festive clothing for Rosh Hashanah. We get a haircut. They trim their fingernails.
So a dvar I heard from Rav Zaksachon Levacha the following. He said, the Gaonim knew very well there's a mitzvah simcha Rosh Hashanah. They knew very well there's an Issa Tanis and Rosh Chodesh. They knew very well that Mikra Kodesh Katshei B'Machal V'Mishta. There is... Again, exactly which shita in the Rishonim it is,
But what we have in the Rambam, again, in the regular Rambams, it's in brackets, but apparently, al pi the kisvayad, it actually is there. The Rambam writes in Paragal Fichos Taniyos, and goes in Tainus al Atziba, lo b'shabosos v'lo b'yomim tovim. V'chein ein token b'hem lo b'sholfa v'lo b'chatzotos v'lo zorakim v'nuschanim ben b'tfila. That's the norm. However, elim ken hoyisa ir shehi kifu ha-goyim ul nohor o svina ha-mitarefes b'yom. But what if there's a sakona which is present that very day? Afilu yochet ha-nirdof m'nei goyim o m'nei listim m'nei ruach ra'o mis'anan aleim b'shambos. Right? That's what Rav Shachter said, that we should be saying Avinu Malkeinu even on Shabbos. Zorakin u'mischanan in betfilas. But the Rambam writes also, mis'anan aleim b'Shabbos. In an Eis Tzara, some hold that a tainus in response to an Eis Tzara is appropriate even on Shabbos, and by the same token, even on Yom Tov. So there's a Gemara in Brachos Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara says the Kol Yoshev B'Tainus B'Shabbos is Kol Lo Gzadino Shal Shivim Shana. So most Rishonim learn Pshat that it's talking about a Tainus Chalom. That's what Tosfos Al Hadaf quotes from Rabbeinu Hanano. But there are some, albeit a miut in that Gemara, who say no, it refers to a Tainus Shal Tshuva. The Rambam here is much more of a direct parallel. So what Rav Zak Zichron Levracha said is the Gaonim experience, the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah, is such an Eis Tzara that they held that there was an inyan to fast, it's a mitzvah Simcha notwithstanding, Rosh Chodesh notwithstanding, Mikra Chodesh notwithstanding. Ad kan shamati. The Chora, what that suggests is that the position that we accept lahalocha, that one doesn't fast, that's not supposed to express a lesser emes hadin, a lesser experience of the tzara that a person feels on Rosh Hashanah because of Emes Hadin. But on the contrary, it's supposed to express a gevura that Emes Hadin notwithstanding, the person still fulfills Simchas Rosh Hashanah. And that's why Rav Hagun says, Yafu hu shalol lehasanos, meaning, I understand why you're fasting. I understand why you're fasting. But an even higher madrega is to reconcile your experience of the Emes Hadin with, as it says in Ezra and Nehemiah, the ichlu madanim ushsum amtakim ki kadosh hayom adonainu. The eating and drinking on Rosh Hashanah is not supposed to come easily because it reflects an adulterated, weakened form of Emes Hadin. It's supposed to represent a tremendous gevurah. Obviously, it can represent an adulterated sense of Emes Hadin. Obviously, it can reflect a weakened sense of Emes Hadin. But that's not what it's supposed to. A person can, during these days of Eis Tzara go about aspects of his routine in either of two diametrically different ways. A person can do it the way Rav Hagon says, to have a Suda on Rosh Hashanah. Meaning, without lessening, matching the Amos Hadin of the other Gaonim who fast, Alpha B'chein, Rav Hagon had a Suda. A person can go about his routine to a degree, not entirely, but a person can, and even should, to a degree, go about his routine, but with a tremendous sense of Kovod Rosh, with identification for the terrible tzara which is ongoing in Eretz Yisrael. The captives are suffering a fate worse than death. It's pasha that to fall into the hands of those Risham, Yimach Shemam, is worse than being killed. The Gemara in Ksuba says that Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah were ready to be Moser Nefesh, but Ilmoli Nagdu El Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah is Polchu L'Tzalma. That Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah would have succumbed to torture, even though they didn't succumb to the threat of death. It's kedai to try to hold that thought for at least a few seconds when we say Achenu Koves Yisrael Hanasunim Batzor Vashivya. It's a Gehenim on earth. It's mamash a Gehenim on earth. So a person can have that sense of identification and still, again, be going about his routine, but not routinely. Again, elements of the routine, not entirely. But with a gevura. Or we can go about elements of our routine because we're forgetting. Because we're distracted. Because Rachmana Litzlan, we're becoming detached. The mitzvah in Rosh Hashanah is to have the Suda despite Amos Hadin, not because of an adulterated Amos Hadin. The inyan of maintaining elements of our routine is despite the Nichnas B'Tzarasan, not because of an attenuated, weakened form of Nechnas B'Tzarasan. A kol zman ve'ez l'chol chefetz tachas ha'shamoyim, says Koheles. Even though Koheles then proceeds to illustrate primarily in the realm of action, but the Yesod is certainly true about midos, about different capacities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. One capacity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us is to become acclimated to a situation. And that's a capacity which at times we're called upon to exercise the tova. Sometimes there are changes, irreversible, irrevocable changes in our lives. And then we're supposed to acclimate in order to continue living fully and productively. So that calls back. But zelu mazeh oselukim. Every midah we have can be exercised in the wrong context. The midah of rachmanus can be exercised in the wrong context. In the name of Rachmanus, to say that Tzahal should be restricted in how they conduct this operation because of civilian casualties. So because of the Rachmanus and those civilian casualties, so Hamas is supposed to be able to be positioned, Rachmanu Litzlan, to attempt to repeat these atrocities. So exercising what's the right capacity and the right midah and the right situation can be totally also in the wrong context and the wrong situation. So we have a capacity to become acclimated, to sort of accept a new normal. And the reason that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us that capacity is not just as a nisayon not to use it, because at times we're supposed to use it. But at times we're not supposed to use it. We're not supposed to become acclimated to the fact that there's a milchama being waged in Eretz Yisrael. That there are so many people either shvuyim or unaccounted for in the midst of this milchama. The sense of tzora, the depth of concern, can't weaken as time goes on because we become acclimated. You know, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos Paragalef Halacha Dalet Tzivu Chachamim HaRishonim Sheyehei Odom Shom Deosav Tomid U'Meshaer Osam U'Mechavin Osam B'Darach HaMitzvos. A person has to always, constantly be assessing his midos and making sure they're balanced the way they should be. So on one level, al tamin ba'atzvach ad yomoscha, a person isn't supposed to think that he's immune to a yirida. Al tamin ba'atzvach ad yomoscha. But you don't find the Rambam saying this in other contexts. So clearly there's more to it. There's something that's especially relevant here. So the mitzvah of Halachta v'drachav is a very difficult mitzvah because the pshat in the Dei HaBeinonis is that the person has within him the potential for both extremes. And in that sense, you know, he has to constantly make sure that they're held in the right balance. But in the light of our current avoda, our current challenge, one wonders, maybe another aspect of the pshat is a person goes out and he sees an oni nevach. So he has the right reaction. But then he sees a second oni, and again, we're talking about a case where there's no question about the authenticity. But then he'll see a second ani, he'll see a third ani, We'll see a fourth ani. Does he still have the same reaction? Well, no, he acclimates to it. He becomes desensitized to it. Maybe pshat, part of the pshat in this Rambam of Sheyehe Odom Shom, he should always be appraising, Lashon Shuma. Sheyehe Odom Shom De'osav Tamid is because of this danger of acclimating really corrupts our midos. That capacity to acclimate potentially desensitizes us. When a person sees the 10th oni of the day, so the mechayev in Rachmanus is no less than it was when he saw the first oni of the day. But human nature is such, and the Rambam says, we have to constantly be monitoring ourselves, constantly checking and rechecking ourselves, because human nature is such that we don't respond the same way to the 10th oni as we responded to the first oni. In the same way that's true in terms of the 10th oni as opposed to the first oni, it's also true that human nature, if we're not being shom de'oseinu tamid, that human nature is such that on the 10th day, it's literally more than that, obviously, but for purposes of the moshel, that on the 10th day of the Mulchama, the mechayiv is the same in terms of nechnas b'tzarasan. But the Rambam is saying, don't take for granted that because one responded to the first oni the right way, that one is going to maintain that without a very concerted effort. Because lav dafka, that one will. Because we do have a capacity to acclimate. We do have a capacity to just say, well, this is the new normal. And again, in totally different contexts, there are times when we're supposed to tap into that capacity, but there are times when it's absolutely wrong that we can't allow ourselves to be exercising that. Halvai, you know, that we're going to be zochet to nisim gluyim, and that the Eis Tzara will be resolved definitively and conclusively very, very quickly, but it will require nisim gluyim for that scenario to materialize. Even with nisim nistarim, that's not the scenario which Klal Yisrael faces. And it's our avoda she'odam shom de'osav tamid, not to slip into acclimation mode. But what if a person honestly feels that is happening? So, you know, there isn't necessarily a button that a person switches, you know, to intensify, to deepen emotions. So Ramchal has a very important yesod in Maseilas Yesharim. Ramchal says, when he's talking about Zrizus, he says, on the one hand, it's true that Zrizus results from and expresses a certain inner hislavus, a certain bren. It naturally results when that hislavus is present, but he says it's equally true that if that inner hislavus isn't present, if the person pushes himself to run, so the acting with his Zrizus will create the hislavus. even if, unfortunately, we feel that we're slipping in terms of the nichnas b'tzarasan, so a person pushes himself to make sure that he's there for the tilim, not only on time, but he's there early. And a person pushes himself to say the tilim, not sort of with our routine mode of tefillah. So that can either result from the nichnas b'tzarasan, or it can generate, if need be, the nichnas b'tzarasan. Whatever other kabbalas are appropriate that a person looks to implement, again, it can result from a natural need, or it can help create that natural feeling. But it's an avoda that needs to be engaged in continuously, steadfastly, that the same level of concern that we had on Isruchag, that we sustain it until Berachmei Shamayim, the Yeshua comes.